Welcome to Dollars and Cents, the program that tries to help your dollars make a little more sense. Dollars and Cents is sponsored by SethQ, not a bank, better. And we have the husband and wife dynamic team of Will and Shante Simmons. They are here to talk about a new convenience store they have opened on Southwest Jefferson called TNT Outlet. So, Absolutely. Willie, tell me how the idea for this came about.
Well, the idea came about, this building sat idle for a couple of years as we had it, tried various things, rented it out to people, noticing that some of the local grocery stores has closed in the area. So we decided to say, hey, let's bring apparel here, but by talking to quite a few customers, we asked them, what do you think should come here? And they actually wanted more convenience. They said they need a place for food and drinks and just the basic necessities. And that's, we switched gears and gave them a lot more convenience.
And when did you open?
Today is actually the first day of opening.
Okay, so we're recording on Friday.
Yes.
So you were open for a whole full day. How did it go?
It went wonderful. It actually is going really, really well. You know, we just got our lottery delivered today as well. So we will be offering lottery for the community as well. Yes. So they can stop in and get their lottery tickets. They're pick three, pick four. They can probably win the jackpot at TNT. You just never know.
And if they win the jackpot at your place, that means you get a little chunk of change.
I get a little chunk of change too. And right. I probably need to get a little chunk of change.
Right. In terms of the business model, we know that we live in a food desert in the 61605 area. Aldi's closed. And then we did get Save-A-Lot for a minute, and then it closed. And so there's always talk about that. But in the meantime, one of the business trends that we have noticed is that the convenience stores that were and are in the South End have thrived, have done quite well, but there are few, if any, were black owned.
Right.
And so I'm sure there are a lot of people that are glad to see you.
Yes.
What you have also done in opening is you have demystified business ownership. Because I think for a lot of people, and we've seen this in our work here with the Black Business Alliance and the Minority Business Development Center, is there's this wall, this invisible wall that people have when it comes to opening a business. Like they think it's deep and complicated and I got to jump through these hoops and do this other kind of thing. So I'm glad that you did what you did.
Yes.
Because it now people can see, hey, it's possible.
That's right.
You agree?
Yeah, I agree. Definitely. And in doing those things, we definitely want to bring back to the community. Being here, native from here, and, you know, if I can do it, anyone can do it based off, you know, what you're saying. So I think what we're doing is a great, great thing. We've had ride-bys, people coming by saying, hey, we're so glad that you're here. We can't wait until you open. We're going to support you greatly. And it's showing. People's come out.
And, you know, we always try to encourage people. As long as you're committed and you put your mind to things, anything is possible. So when you walk in our doors, we always look for words and things and statements of encouragement, you know? So I think the first thing you say is watch your words because they become your actions.
Mm. Yeah.
So you become what you think.
Right.
Yeah.
So think outside the box. Because when you begin to think outside the box, that's when great things begin to happen to you. So as we started thinking about what do we want our customers to feel when they first walk in our doors, and that's the first thing we want them to feel when they look up and what they see. And that's where transformation truly begins, you know, based on what people are feeling when they walk in, their overall experience based on their customer service, because that's kind of what we pride ourselves of doing, having a different experience when they walk in our door and a different experience when they walk out of our door.
And you were mentioning the merchandise. I wanted to talk a little bit more about what you offer so that our listeners have a better idea of what to expect when they come in.
We offer a wide variety of different things. I think half of our, probably 60% of our building is focused on like that food area, the convenient area. We also are going to offer hot foods such as butcher's pieces so they can come in and they can have a self-service and make their own pizza. You know, of course, the sodas, the drinks. We also are offering, have a freezer full of different type of things, such as frozen beans, frozen okra, frozen corn.
Ramen noodles.
Yeah, you know, we have pancakes, we have baking soda, anything that people can need. What we try to do is just try to think about being that one-stop shop for our customers. So when they come in, if they needed a nail clipper, if they needed some nail polish, we're there to kind of serve them. But the other half of our building, it has accessories, hats and caps and t-shirts and, you know, purses and bags and just sunglasses, just a whole variety of things, watches. So we just, again, want to serve that community. Also, we offer, I mean, cigarette and tobaccos and those type of products, as well as the lottery.
How important is it for people in our community to support entrepreneurs, small business owners like yourself? We've talked on the radio about how dollars get recycled in our community. Expound on that. Help our listeners understand that your success is a part of our community's success.
Yeah, our success in the support of the community is going to be great, because as they support us, we support the community. When you talk about, I'll just get simple example, Gus McIntyre, back in the 90s, we were always looking for someone to support a team. It's only four people, so we go into different places looking to get supported, and you couldn't find that support. What we want to do is be able to support that, you know, as we are able to, you know, generate, we definitely want to give back to the young kids and the elders that's in the community. We're going to be delivering to the Southside Manor, and that's our way of giving back at the same time. But we have also found that it has always been hard to get the support for a basic baseball team. And what we want to do is to generate these funds to say, hey, if we can't help all, maybe we'll help one or two. But to be able to give back is always helping and giving back.
Yeah. And to kind of expand on some of the things that he had talked about, is one of the things that we know, we're right in front of the Southside Manor, a retirement community. So we had talked about, well, what can we do? Because some of the people have limitations, they have disabilities. What can we do to help support that community that's right in our backyard, right? And so what we had thought about is offering, delivering services to that retirement community.
I love it.
Yes, absolutely. And even, especially when you think about in the winter months when things, you know, people are not as mobile.
Yes.
Being able to run tissue, soap, a hot, you know, meal, like a pizza, over to that community, it will make a world of a difference for what they, you know, what they need, their needs are. Another thing that we had talked about trying to do is having a TNT giveaway, like as part of our give back service. So as people give to us, we want to find ways to give back to them. Our address is 2203 Southwest Jefferson Avenue. So we said, hey, as part of a kickoff for the back to school era, we want to give away 2,203 items, whether it's pencils and pens.
From the address.
Yes, absolutely. So when people can come up and we'll have a tent and people can just drop by and pick up an item or two and just come by and see our facility and our location. And again, that's going to be our way to try to give back to the youth and the community. And that's going to hopefully help one family or some families, you know, in need.
Tell me more about the title. What's behind the name, TNT Outlet?
The name says it all.
TNT. Is it a dynamite kind of thing?
No, it's really just top end. It's just kind of a spinoff from other businesses that we have as well. So we just kind of kept that as part of our kid business. You know, we have the parent and then we have all of these kids is running around. So it's just kind of top end type of services that we want to provide, that different type of services that we want to offer that we don't see when we drive around in this 61605 area code to some degree that's servicing our communities, right? So we said, well, how can we differentiate ourselves from the people who are actually serving our people. And one of the things that we did is we said, just because you're in this 61605 area code doesn't mean that you don't need top-end type of things, top-end bags, top-end shades, top-end watches, top-end and quality food that we want to give back to those communities that, you know, when they're coming in, those organic type of foods, things that they typically won't see in a typical convenience setting. We said, let's offer it to them. You know, some people are vegetarians. Vegetarian meat.
Hey, I used to be a vegetarian for 2 years.
Absolutely. So that Morningstar stripples, those things, bringing that back into our communities as well is important, you know?
What is your vision for your store, say, 5 years from now, 10 years from now? And let me tell you what my vision is, all right? And it may not be your vision. How dare me have a vision for your store, right?
Of course, yes. Okay.
I see a TNT outlet in the East Bluff, and I see a TNT outlet in West Peoria, and I see a TNT outlet in the North End, and I see a TNT outlet in Morton or Pekin or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we would love the opportunity to franchise this footprint. Because again, it's not just about what we're offering inside of the store. It's the experience that we want to offer to our customers when they're walking in the store and they're walking out of the store. That's one thing. And just kind of is interesting that you mentioned, because we are going to be opening up another store probably within the next month or two. Oh,
okay.
And it's going to be off of Western. And that market is called In-N-Out. It's right by the old Aldi's building, right where the Dollar General and stuff is.
Yeah.
So we're actually going to be opening up that convenience store that was originally there. We actually purchased that, and we're going to be opening that up here within the next couple of months as well.
So my vision was,
it's in line. Maybe it's slightly right. different name, but absolutely. Okay. It's the same owners with the same. Yes.
When I hear you all talk, it's not just about the business aspect, the money aspect of, hey, this is lucrative, let's do another one. Mm-hmm. You are as much interested in serving the community.
Yes.
Being a part of your business model.
Yes, yes, definitely. While I was up here in March time frame working on the building, doing things, I called, told my wife, I said, hey, I'm getting people walking, got people in wheelchairs coming by, and I think we need to be able to do something, you know, great for this community, because the question has just come around and around, and it's the same type of thing. And I'm asking, what do you guys need? They just say, we just need the basic necessities. And I say, hey, we got to switch gears. And it just seems like everyone that's coming is saying, we need the basics. And I understand it, because I have cousins, I have aunties that can't make it out, that just needs the basic things, but just don't have the means to get them. Because it's not around. They're not on a bus line, in a sense, in these certain areas.
Yeah.
We're on a bus line right here. But at the same time, you know, it's really trying to service the community and giving them what they need.
Yes.
Because a lot of people don't think about it, but you got older people that really just can't get out and can't get them. And we're sitting right in the little melting pot to make it happen.
Absolutely. And you know, also another point is, we want our community to see that success looks like them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
See, that's one of the most important things as we began to think about what can we do first, what should we do second, and how will this impact people that look just like us, people that look like our kids, right? So that they can understand is that when you go into a store, you can be an owner of a store because you look just like we look, right?
Yeah.
So those things, as far as the transformation of the minds within that 61605 area zip code, is important for us as well. So just so people can say, oh, wow, if they were able to do it, Let me go over and talk to them. Let me get advice from them to say, hey, I was interested in doing something like this. What should I do? How should I get started? What do you recommend? And those type of advice that we want to try to give to people and those relationships that we want to try to build within the community is extremely important, because I think that's where your transformation of your minds and your thoughts begins to happen, when people come in with that different experience, with that different vibe, mm-hmm. and then they see people that look like them in a different light, then they begin to say, wow, if they were able to be the Michael Jordan and play basketball and win these championships, well, why can't I? We're the Michael Jordans, and, you know, I'm the Beyonce, the Michael Jordan, okay, of the singing and the basketball. So, you know, we want people and motivate and encourage the community to say, hey, nothing is impossible, right? If you put your mind to it and you work hard, it's very simple process, but you have to be willing to do it and put the time and work in.
We want to remind our listeners, this is Dollars and Cents on WPNV. Dollars and Cents is sponsored by CEFQ, not a bank better. And we're very pleased to have in our studio Will and Shante Simmons, and they are the owners of TNT Outlet, which is located in the 2200 block of Southwest Jefferson. And it is significant because they just opened this past Friday, and they would like for you to come and see them. In addition to having food, merchandise, and other convenience store items, they also have accessories. And I wanted to expound on that a little bit, because you mentioned T-shirts and purses and sunglasses. So is there a theme with the T-shirts, or this is radio, so people can't see the merchandise, but describe what you're selling.
We have a variety of different type of T-shirts of different type of sizes, but we also are displaying certain types of shirts. Some of them is focusing on Black Lives Matters. We have one within our cage to say vote and why it's important. So, you know, hey, we need to get out and vote, because, you know, that's why our voice is truly being heard, when you actually kind of make sure that your voice is heard based on the vote. Mm-hmm. So we do have, like, I guess, a table, an area that we actually are focusing around, which is kind of that Black Lives Matter footprint.
Conscious.
We also have display cases of spiritual wear.
Absolutely.
Women of faith, men of faith with T-shirts. We also have a corner of breast cancer, fighting breast cancer from your hats and your T-shirts. So we try to give a little bit that we know that has touched everybody in different ways.
Absolutely.
You know, just from cancer itself is huge. Yes. So we have corners of that. As you come into the store, you'll be able to see it. And I think you'll appreciate what you see in the display cases and also in the cancer corner.
Yep. And we have mugs, we have watches, we have like earrings for the women and maybe men as well. We also have some necklaces. We have the thermal mugs that shows your temperature, and some designer wares and bags that you can come and get from our establishment as well. We just kind of have a touch and flavor of everything, from socks to white T-shirts that the men like to wear. We have cigars. We have Black and Mild. We have cigarettes. We have alcohol, rubbing alcohol, you know, whatever you need, we probably have it for you. And if we don't have it for you, we're making a list from our customers and say, hey, if it's something that you're looking for, let us know. Because we're trying to make sure, again, that we can provide that one-stop shop for our customers.
Now, I want to know, why were you trying to sell me shades? Because that was the first thing said was, you need some shades.
Well, okay, we was pulling up.
What?
When we was pulling up, I said, that's Garish. I said, he on the corner. She said, oh, that's, he cool.
Yeah.
He looking cool.
So, yeah. Okay. Absolutely. Because you a cool man. And, you know, you showed me that Michael Jackson picture right there, and I was like, hey, listen, you have to go ahead and put those shades on.
Okay. All right. But, yeah, it sounds like you have a little bit of everything. And that's good for a convenience store, especially with the location.
Yes.
I do want to spend a little bit of time talking about location, 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 because that is, as you know, the key to business success, being in the right place. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned you're right on the bus line. You're right across from Southside Manor. You're in a place, I want to say, right down the street from Ernie's, where people come and eat. You're right down the street from where we are. So, yeah, you're in a very good location to have a convenience store. I'm going to throw a little curveball at you, because I was thinking that that would be a place for a gas station. Have you thought about selling gas? You sell everything else.
I have, because I remember when those pumps got pulled out of that place there.
So there did used to be pumps there. I was thinking, I knew I wasn't going crazy.
Yeah, it was a station. So gas will be awesome for us. We haven't really had that conversation, but I pretty much thought that gas will be good because it just brings more customers to the place.
Yeah. We have gas cans. That's a start, right? We're getting there. We have to take baby steps. And once the community come out and start supporting us, and this is what they say that they're looking for, because if you think about it, you're almost right.
Yeah.
You really don't have a gas station in the close proximity.
Yeah, down on,
I don't even know, where's
Washington? What is that? Yeah. The old Clark's turned into a BP?
So you've just opened up.
See, I gave you another one.
Well, yeah,
it's,
I mean,
like,
yeah.
DJ Khaled kind of or something.
Another one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something to think about. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Right. All right. And so location wise, let me take that off the table for a second. But even without the gas station, you are in a great area. And I do want to piggyback on something that you said about Southside Manor with that population. I could see how that would benefit that population, but not just them. You got a decent residential area behind you.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Because I know we've had like probably 8 people today that have come in with disabilities. And so what he did is, you know, the store didn't have a ramp going inside of it. So he self-made a ramp to make sure
that
it was wheelchair accessible. And then he said, okay, well, we need to build something so people can get down and it can fit a big enough wheelchair so people can access our store. And so, again, we built a ramp inside the store, and we built a ramp outside the store, so we can make sure, again, regardless of who you are or what you have going on, that you have the ability to come in and access the things that we're offering to our customers. So,
yeah. Hey, we are winding down on time, and I've been asking you all a lot of questions. Anything that you wanted to impart that we didn't talk about?
No, I mean, my big thing is that support is what we need. You know, we want people to come out and patronize, give us their advice on things that we may not have that they would like for us to actually carry within our store. We're open. We don't think we know
store hours.
Store hours.
8 to 8.
Monday through Thursday, and then 8 to 9 on, you know, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So
you open Monday through Sunday?
Yes.
All right.
Monday through Sunday, yes, okay. Absolutely.
And don't be scared to come out. Prices are not high. When you talk about T-shirts and, you know, of different places, we are not, you know, charging much at all. So please come out, look at the handbags and the designer things, and just come out. And I think you'd be really shocked, because we also have on the building deals, and more deals. So the prices will be, I believe, outstanding for you.
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
So TNT Outlet, located at
2203 Southwest Jefferson, Peoria, Illinois, 61605.
And you're open from 8 to 8 Monday through Thursday, and 8 to 9 Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Hey, thank you so much for stopping by the studio. I know, and I'm going to say this for our listeners, because they don't know this, but when you came to our studio, and after our tour of our facility here at the Minority Business Development Center, and when we sat down, we were ready to do the interview. But Shantae Shante started talking. And we ended up talking for 2 hours.
Yes, yeah.
Before we did the interview, didn't we, Will?
Absolutely. And she said she's not a big talker.
I'm really quiet, actually. You know,
so, man, okay, so, yeah. Next time, I'll know. Okay. But no, thank you so much. And Godspeed, good luck,
yes.
Blessings. Thank you. We hope that not only do you do well there, but we talk about that other franchising thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, Thank you. No problem. You've been listening to Dollars and Cents on WPNV. Dollars and Cents is sponsored by CEFQ, not a bank better. Dollars and Cents airs at 9 a.m. on Saturday and is rebroadcast at 6:30 p.m. Sunday. Thank you so much for listening.